Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. I am super excited to talk to you today about a new term that we need to use on a regular basis when we're talking about organizing your home. And that term is passion projects. So I have always had this idea in my head, but never had a word to describe it. So you know me, I'm going to make it up. And it's called passion projects. We have items and crafts and hobbies and ideas and things that we each do in our life that are non-negotiable, like don't touch it. Like, this is the thing that I'm going to keep and I'm not going to declutter and I don't care what you say, this is me. And I am going to define those as passion projects. And I really want to take this podcast and develop this idea of what is a passion project, what are your passion projects, your spouses, your kids, your parents. And as soon as I explain this to you, you're going to be able to identify what your passion projects are and the other people's in your home. And once we understand this, it is easier to actually get our homes organized over time. So this idea of passion projects are the things that when I mention decluttering those, you like put up these brick walls and you say, yeah, I totally understand organizing all the medicines in the linen closet, but if you think I'm getting rid of one book, Lisa, you are crazy. Books are for reading and knowledge and growth, and I will never get rid of a single book ever. That's your passion project. For me, I love printed photos. I have 100 printed photo albums. I'm sure when I say that, half of you go, that lady is crazy. Like, doesn't she know we're in the digital age? You could share all those on Dropbox. Those are 7 pounds a piece. Her whole house is going to fall down because she has too many regular scrapbooks and photos. And oh my gosh, I get a headache whenever I think about photos. I can't believe she has all of those. Or every single summer when we go to the beach, my mother-in-law says, you need to come over and organize my garage, because my father-in-law is a fisherman and his garage houses his boat and everything fishing related. So if you were to mention that maybe it's time to get rid of one of those lures, it would be like saying, I think it's time to chop off one of your fingers. He's not going to do it. But you could declutter anything else in the house as long as you don't touch the fishing stuff. And in my house, if you leave my business stuff alone and you leave my photo albums alone, I'll probably let you get rid of it. You all know that I could get rid of everything in my kitchen, basically. But for other people who love to cook, like the idea of not having different sized rolling pins, maybe you don't even have those. I don't know. I'm so cooking illiterate. I can't even speak to what you would not want me to get rid of in your kitchen. But I know my mother-in-law is a great cook and she doesn't like our can opener. So she got us a can opener as a gift so that when she's over here, she has the one she likes when she opens cans. You know how we are. We each have our thing that we just love. And if I were to tell you to go declutter it, you would turn off the podcast or you might go in there to actually declutter it. But the whole time you would feel like icky, like, oh, I guess I have to get rid of half of this. Like, well, I guess I have too many, but I want to talk to you today about why we feel this way and how we can get organized while preserving our passion projects. So the reason why organizing your passion projects, I want you to start doing last, is because the very first step in getting organized is to declutter, and we rarely want to declutter a single thing from our passion project. So if your first step in organizing is to organize your kitchen and your kitchen is your passion project, you're not going to want to get rid of very much out of the kitchen. So it makes it really hard to organize that space. So I want you to start organizing your house in an area that you don't really like. Now, the second reason why organizing your passion projects is something you put off till last is because our passion projects almost always have a lot of pieces and parts. So if you think about the fact that I make photo albums, traditional photo albums, there are whole stores devoted to things that are sold to make traditional photo albums. And I'm going to record a podcast for all of you who have bought all of those things over the year and now are not even scrapbooking. Like, what do we do with those? And how do we organize those? And the third reason why I tell you to organize your passion projects last is right along this. There are so many pieces and parts in your passion project that failed organization attempts almost always involve buying more organizers to organize the stuff that goes with your passion projects, but you still can't find what you want when you need it because you have so much. And the organizers aren't necessarily helpful in getting you organized. Now, our family members' passion projects are the ones that drive us the most crazy. This is why I get the emails. Can you tell me how to organize my husband? Or my kids have too much Legos, toys, stuffed animals, craft projects, whatever it is. Because when we see our passion projects in the house, we love those and we protect those like they're, you know, family members and we don't want anybody to do anything with them. But when we look at our family members' passion projects, we see that they have so much of one thing. Can't they cut back on some of that? And what I find to be true is when your kids are finally like 7, 8, 9, 10, they will start to develop their own passion projects. When they're little, they just have toys everywhere, like toys for days. And so there's just a lot of toys and you're trying to figure out what your kids' passion projects are. But by the time they're 7, 8, 9, you know, you'll know if you have a kid who's a little bookworm and just loves books or a kid that just loves to create and draw and sculpt and do anything artistic related or a kid who loves to play outside. Like you can't even get them to come inside to sleep hardly because they're always outside doing something athletic related. Or a little girl that loves to play with Barbies and little dolls and baby dolls. Or a child that just cannot get enough of Legos. Every birthday, every Christmas present, every time they earn any money whatsoever, they're buying another Lego set. Or maybe they're into electronics and they want more apps and more Apple's iTunes cards and video games and the latest and greatest video game system. As kids go from like 7 to 12, they start to develop these passion projects. And they go from generalized toy playing to having about 5 different passion projects. And by the time they're 12, they usually have only 2 or 3 things that they're really into. Which is why when a child turns 12, it's pretty easy to get rid of most of the toys they've had their first 12 years in life because they're down to just a few of these passion project areas. So when we look at our spouse and we look at our kids and we see they have an exorbitant amount of Legos or fishing supplies or books, we go, this is ridiculous. Like, really, who needs 1,000 books? Surely we can get rid of some of these books. But when we ask someone to declutter their passion project area, we're actually asking them to declutter part of themselves. They really, really identify with these 1, 2, maybe 3 passion project areas that they have. You will be much more successful getting them to declutter their closet or decluttering some other area where they have collected some items, but it's not their passion project. So we don't really want to organize our house. And when we go to organize our house, we really think about the rooms that we spend the most amount of time in. And the rooms that we spend the most amount of time in always have items from our passion project because that's what we like to do. We rarely start organizing the house by going into the basement storage room or an unused guest bedroom or the laundry room. You know, we go in the family room or the bedroom or the kitchen or wherever we spend the most time. Passion projects are really hard for us to explain to other people. Like, how do you explain that you have 1,000 books, but there's really not a single one that you want to declutter, right? You almost, as you're saying the words, you think, okay, this, I mean, surely I could get rid of one. Like, couldn't I get rid of one? But no, when you're thinking about your passion item, you're like, but maybe I'll read it. Or, you know, I read it once and I've been meaning to go back and take notes. Or, you know, you have a reason why you're keeping these things. So now that I've explained what a passion project is or a passion item, I want you to mentally think about your house and each of the people that live in your house, or if your kids have gone to live somewhere else, but they've left everything in your storage room, think about their passions. And I want you to try to identify 1 to 3 passion areas for each person in your house. So for my husband, that would be fishing and golf. And for my kids, their passion projects are in their rooms. And whatever they have in their rooms, that's what they're passionate about. And that is step one, is to get the passion project items into one location. So Greg's fishing and golf stuff is in the garage. And the kids' passion project items are in their bedrooms. And my passion project items are in a basement closet, which is where I keep all of the scrapbooking stuff, and a corner of my bedroom where I keep all of my business stuff. As you're organizing your house, and once you've identified each of your family members' passion items, you will know not to declutter items out of the passion project area, but to relocate them into one space. So the fact that my father-in-law has his boat and all of his fishing supplies in his garage is great, because there isn't fishing stuff all over the house. It's all in the garage. So step one in decluttering is locate a place for each of these passion items. Now, books used to be a passion of mine. Learning really is really the passion of mine. And I used to do that a lot through books. And I do it now through audiobooks, podcasts, Kindle books, and some physical books, but not as many physical books as I used to. And literally, I had bookshelves in every single room in our house. Every single room had at least one, usually multiple bookshelves. And it took me 3 years to get all of our books and scrapbooks located in the loft on 3 bookshelves. I slowly, over time, would give away 5 books, 10 books, 50 books. I mean, there were so many books to give away, and it took me 5 years to do it completely. The encyclopedias went a couple months ago, and that was 5 years from when I started decluttering books. And there's even a set of books out there that I know I probably should declutter, but they fit on the shelves, so I'm not going to yet. Because learning is a passion project of mine. But over the last 5 years, I have slowly culled that collection and relocated it into one room in my house. It took me 5 years. As you identify each family member's passion project, you will then be able to go into family spaces, basements, garages, areas where you're just storing things, and declutter things without guilt. I often say you should declutter with people around, but now that I have this verbiage to tell you about these passion projects, this is why I was saying you should usually declutter with your family members, especially your kids, if you're organizing their rooms. The reason why I'm able to declutter and get rid of things out of my kids' rooms, even though they're teenagers, when they're not there, is because I know what their passion projects are. Like, I would never get rid of a single piece of makeup out of Abby's room. She has more makeup than I think Walgreens does. It's crazy the amount of makeup that is in that bedroom. But I don't know. They all do different things. When I'm cleaning up her room, they go in a pile. Like, I put all of the makeup stuff in a pile. Same thing with anything animal related. That is one of her passions. This little wooden cube that I think is trash is actually Max's favorite chew toy or whatever it is. I know not to declutter those things out of her bedroom. But there are school papers and books and stuff that I know she needed for a project. She does not care if I'm going to take care of that. Same with Joey. He likes anything electronic related. He's very sentimental. He likes pictures. But if I clean and organize his room and declutter his clothes and all of the trash, or he's also a drawer. He does a lot of drawing. I would never get rid of one of his drawings because he's an artist and that's part of who he is. But other papers, I can easily get rid of, and it would never bother him. So once you know what your family members are really passionate about and what they like to keep, then you can go into your storage room and you can get rid of a lot of things because you know they're not passionate about them. Now, often we put a lot of things in our storage room, and I'm thinking about a friend who recently went and tackled her storage room that you could not even walk in. It had a lot of memorabilia in it that was very important to her husband. But as she started going box by box through everything that was in the storage room, which took months, she was able to find that 70% of what was in there was under her control. It was holiday decorations or stuff she'd saved from the kids or just items they'd put in the storage room that she could easily make decisions on and declutter, while not touching any of the things that were important to her husband. So once you understand everybody's passion projects, you can get ruthless and start to declutter things that are not in any family member's passion area. Also, as you get a handle on each area of your house, you can start to relocate passion project items into one space. So let's say, for example, let's take a family where you have a 12-year-old boy who loves Legos, for example. And there are Legos everywhere. They're in the basement, they're in his bedroom, they're in the playroom, they're in the family room, they're in the car, they're just everywhere. As you start organizing the house, let's say you do the car first, you clean out the car and you say, no more Legos are allowed in the car. Then the next area you organize is the family room. You clean the family room and you say, you know what? We are no longer doing Legos in the family room. They have to be in the toy room, in the basement, or in your bedroom. And then let's say he's the youngest and everybody is 12 years old or older. And usually by that point, you don't need a toy room. It might become a den or a homework study area, but usually the toy room goes away when the last child is somewhere around 10. So then you say, okay, we're going to relocate these Legos to the basement, or maybe the basement becomes the hangout area and the Legos get relocated into the old toy room, which is now the Lego room. So now you have Legos only in the toy room and the son's bedroom, but they're nowhere else in the house. This is not going to reduce the amount of Legos. This is important. We're not decluttering at all. We are just consolidating where this passion project is located. That way, the brilliant part of this is when you're in the car, you're in the family room, you're in the basement, and you find Legos, you can just take them up to the toy room. And eventually, we will get to organizing them in the toy room, but it's after we've decluttered everything else in the house that is not a passion project. So for me, I find that I store things all over the house. It's crazy. So my passion project is my business. Lucky for you, you are my passion project. And I've had many businesses over the years. And I have storage area in my basement for my businesses. I used to have some things in the front hall closet. I use a section of my laundry room. I use a cabinet in my kitchen. And I have my office in my upstairs bedroom. And it would constantly drive me crazy that I always had business-related items all over the house. I wanted all of my business-related items in one area. Now, my basement is finished and it's gorgeous, but I don't like to be down there. So if I could get over myself, it would all be in the basement and it would be completely fine. But I like being up in my bedroom. So I've created zones like anything computer-related, recording-related is in my bedroom. Anything, projects like I might make scrapbooks for clients or we do school binders for clients, scanning photos, anything for in-home professional organization, speaking, any of that, that's all located in the basement. And then anything for my book currently is in the laundry room because it's easier to ship books, you know, right on the first floor of my house. Keep the books in the laundry room, easy to ship them and put them right in the car and take them out when you guys are ready to buy them. Or I go to a speaking event. And I no longer have any office-related things in the kitchen. So I do have three zones where my passion project of a business is, but each zone has its own delineation now. Upstairs is like the behind the scenes, the basement is the actual physical production, and the first floor laundry room are just, you know, items that usually are sold on Etsy, end up on the first floor. But my passion project of my business is not everywhere in my house anymore. So let's take one more example. How about, let's take craft supplies like scrapbooking, sewing, anything related to working with your hands and making crafts. Usually people have that in multiple areas of the house. They might have a whole bunch of yarn in the basement and then the current project they're working on in their bedroom and another project they're working on in the family room and maybe a small one in the car that they take with them to doctor's offices or whatever. And then a new shipment came in from Amazon, so those items are in the dining room, and it just ends up that your craft stuff ends up all over the house because you are all over your house. So slowly, over time, you get used to putting those in less and less spaces, not all at once, but slowly over time. So for example, if you have a current project in your bedroom and in your family room and in the car, then take those projects and put them in bags. Like, let's say you have a bag and this is what you keep a project in, not a current project and the project before that and the new yarn that came in. Try to limit the amount that you keep in the non-storage area of your craft items. So the current project that you're working on is fine, and everything related to that is in a bag in the area that you're working on it. But when you switch projects or you want to work on another project, you take that project down to the basement where you store all of the craft supplies. That would be the first step in getting those passion projects located in one area. So if we are organizing our house now and we have identified what each of the family members' passion projects are, now you can really tackle a room and know, okay, this is a Barbie doll and nobody's into Barbies anymore. That can go. Or for me, this is a cooking related supply and nobody's into cooking. This can go. Or any of those stages or phases that you know your kids are out of or you're no longer going to go back to, you can declutter with ease. And the passion projects are going to be the areas that we are going to focus on more in 2017 of how to get organized with those. So I would love for you to tell me what you and your family members' passion project areas are, so I can get my juices flowing about how to help you get those areas organized in 2017. The easiest way for us to do this is in the Facebook group. So if you go to organize365.com/Facebook, you'll be able to join our free Facebook group there, and I'll have the question listed. What is your passion project and what are your family members' passion project areas so I can help you start to get organized with those? But your action step is once you've identified what those passion project areas are, start to limit where they're located. So if they're currently located all over the house, let's say that they're not going to be located anymore in the living room and dining room area, and start to clean out the living room and dining room area from those passion projects and relocate them into smaller and smaller areas as you take back your home. You can find all of the show notes for this episode at organize365.com/126. Have a great week. Six. Have a great week.